When's the last time you sat down to listen to a record, an actual physical record? If the answer is recently, you're not alone. National vinyl sales boomed during the pandemic. Massachusetts record stores have seen some of that uptick, but they say vinyl fans have kept sales steady for years. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer visited one store, Stereo Jacks Records, in Cambridge to learn more about what it's like to sell vinyl in the so-called digital age.
We had assumed that vinyl was dead. We had no idea that vinyl would come back. You know, that shocked everybody. My name is Jack Woker. I'm the proprietor of Stereo Jacks. Well, when we opened the store in the early 80s, vinyl was the norm. And then, for some strange reason, this by the mid-aughts, you know, say around 2005 to 2010, the CD began to fade. And we began to worry about, well, what are we going to sell if we want to stay in business? But suddenly there was this swell of interest in vinyl. And it was mostly coming from young people. Young people, in many instances, are looking to buy on vinyl the music that their parents had on CD, which is kind of an interesting turn of events. My father had this on CD. I want to get the original vinyl of it. I hear that a lot, or I see that a lot. Classic records like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Beatles, Rolling Stones, that sort of thing. Most music is released, what is it called? Streaming. I think, you know, most people, when they want to hear, let's say, the new Taylor Swift record, they're probably going to buy the streaming version of it. Well, the pandemic caused, it changed everything. Not just necessarily for us, but for everybody. Suddenly, we saw a rush of business that we didn't expect. And my theory about that is we are selling entertainment that people can do in their homes. They don't have to go out and experience it. People can buy records and bring them home and listen to them. We have pretty much a steady business year-round. You do see an increase at Christmas time. And what we sell most of around Christmas time is gift certificates. I mean, some of my favorite artists are, you know, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, Sonny Rollins, all jazz artists for the most part. The song that always comes to mind is Blue Star by Benny Carter. It's a beautiful song. Nobody knows it. You know it, right, Frank? Just it gives me goose pimples every time I hear it. I love music. I love being around music. I'm thrilled that I'm able to make a living with what used to be my hobby. And I don't plan to retire because I actually enjoy this. If I retired, I wouldn't know what to do.
That was Jack Woker, owner of Stereo Jacks Records in Cambridge. This piece was produced by WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer.